Hi, I'm John David Miller. This is YesWise Insights, which is a program of YesWise Education Service where we have the real-world chat on Wednesday evenings at 9, the login information at yeswise.com, Aware More Resources where we have the archives and references for our programs, and YesWise Education Service has holistic learning modules and consultations found at yeswise.com and awaremore.com. And we're supported by Natural Health Enterprises with reallywell.com, natural health information and many good items, flaxfood.com with the Northern Edge organic milled flaxseed and other superfoods, and waterus.com where we have USA-made water purifiers. Well, today we're talking about signs of crisis. There are many signs of the unfolding major crises that we are entering. The Greater Depression has really started gradually over many years, since 2007 or even the beginning of this century. Debt, fraud, and institutional manipulation have caused supply shortages, labor issues, transportation difficulties, and currency destruction. So let's take a look at some of these signs of crisis. Food shortage and inflation. Well, we are already seeing massive increases in prices of essential food items in the grocery stores. We have a depleted livestock situation because of problems getting the feed to the farms, to the ranches, and culling of livestock, both cattle and chickens, reducing the livestock supplies greatly, and meat prices going through the roof and becoming shorter and shorter. There's also fuel price instability, where prices are going up and down because of disruptions in various markets of the oil industry, and, of course, diesel shortages in both the fuel and additives that are needed for the oil used in diesel, trucks, trains, boats, and farm equipment. So transportation issues because of that and many other reasons that have impaired our infrastructure to the point where goods are not getting delivered properly. There's backups all through the supply chain. There was a shipping crisis on the ocean. There was a threatened train strike. There's diesel shortages, and all of this contribute to these shortages in supplies. And then fertilizer shortage, both because of natural gas issues with the Russian and Ukrainian crisis, and then the problems with production of fertilizer and getting them to the farms again. Closures and layoffs in multiple industries going on every day. You hear more layoff reports in the news as the economy is gradually shutting down. And then there's increasing theft as the prices rise and people can't afford the goods they need. Even in the grocery stores, people are stealing food. They may be putting the many more pricey foods under lock and key in the grocery stores soon, or having security guards in the meat section and so on. A lot of deception, fraud, and this is becoming exposed. We're starting to realize that, well, we've been suffering from deception and fraud for a long time. And some of the signs, again, of faltering economy with the tax relief and the stimulus money they gave us during COVID, and attempts to lower the taxes across the board. Now there's talk of eliminating income taxes altogether and going to a consumption tax, which would be better for many people that are in the economy, the lower end of the economy. Much propaganda and censorship. All you have to do is watch the evening news with some modicum of critical thinking and realize that we're being propagandized and have been for decades. And then we see the censorship in all the social media platforms and YouTube and so forth, Google. There's a number of conflicts and uprisings around the world suggesting the hostilities are always being conducted. It's a plan of the New World Order cabal to keep conflicts going, because the war industry is a big money maker for them. But there are also now uprisings among the people against these tyrannical activities of the governments and the bureaucrats and so on. And we have a tremendous debt burden all around the world. We're just floating in a sea of debt, a giant debt bubble with many derivatives of those debt instruments that are very shaky as assets, not really having value but being counted as having value, that could fade away real quick and undermine the entire financial system. So all the paper financial assets are either in decline or potentially about to go into decline, including the paper dollars, because the BRICS, the Brazil, Russia, India, Iran, China, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, and many other countries joining them, are now trading in other currencies for oil and other commodities besides the dollar that has been the primary world reserve currency since just after World War II. And there are major currency changes coming. The dollar has remained strong as other currencies bobble up and down, but we're going to see some big changes, maybe even a replacement of the dollar as we know it. Things are on the horizon very soon that could impact us all, and we're going to be surprised, perhaps. And then we have the border invasion going on with thousands, millions over time entering the nation and straining our support systems, our welfare, and so on, as well as causing job issues for many of the workers that would want to work, many issues involving our labor, deteriorating infrastructure as well, the roads, the bridges, companies, equipment, industry, factories, all coming apart, going into disrepair, being shut down, not being repaired, funds not available, etc. And then you have the attack on carbon as a sign of crisis that could become very serious, because carbon is needed for growing our plants and trees and the oxygen production that they offer us. And this crazy, unscientific, anti-carbon movement is just a mind game that is being used for purposes of control of the population, and along with the geoengineering that is done, where they spray the aerosols in the sky and cause a fallout where we breathe it or it gets into the crops and the water, the various chemicals, the aluminum, the barium, the graphene oxide, the fluoride that are coming into these sprays and falling on us all. Part of the depopulation from what I call public poisons, including, of course, the injections that many people received, leading to infertility, harm, serious injuries, and deaths, that again is reducing our labor pool and bringing us to a time of great crisis. So fear generated by the propaganda and the media that presents it, of both staged, not real crises, but staged crises many times, and the threats from whatever they can generate, you know, from the threatened changes, the crises they create, or crises that come up on their own, world problems, and so on, all contributing to these signs of crisis and economic collapse on the horizon that could impact us in a very serious way. Please visit flaxfood.com for information on the very best flax in the world, Northern Edge Superior Organic Flax Seed. It's a great brain food, high in omega-3 oil and antioxidants. It's great protein and fiber. Gives you a sharper, calmer mind with less inflammation and better elimination. With no toxic metals in the soil that it grows in, like cadmium and lead, it's the highest in oil and alpha-linolenic acid. Flaxfood.com for Northern Edge Organic Flax Seed. We also have Delicious Greens 8000 Superfood Nutrition Smoothie Mix, Organic Turmeric Powder, Aztec's Secret Indian Healing Clay, and Vitamin O Liquid Oxygen, and Graminex Flower Pollen Extract, the Resistance Assistance Pack with Larea Clear Extract and Vitamin O, all at reallywell.com with water purifiers at waterus.com. And at YesWise Education Service, our holistic learning modules, consultations and seminars, and YesWise Insights and the Real World Chat. On Wednesdays at 9. Please join me. Login information here and at yeswise.com. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day and be very, really well.